I'm here at the corporation in Sheffield with all four members of Swedish Metalers Manimal. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Good.
Good, okay. So first of all, for any metal fans who don't know you, as I didn't till recently, can you tell me about the band?
Well, Manimal is a heavy metal band from Sweden, Gothenburg to be precise. And it consists of me, Samuel, the singer.
And me, Henrik, guitarist.
Kenny, bass.
And Andre on drums.
Yeah. And we've been around since 2001. We released our debut album in 2009. And the following album came out 2015. So quite a few years between the albums. Mm. But now we have our next album. We have just planned with our label that we will release it next year. So after this tour, we go straight back home and try to finalize the last songs for the album.
Oh, cool. You've jumped ahead because I was going to ask you about that. So, yeah, as you mentioned, your second album, Trapped in Shadows, was released last year. It's got a great classic metal feel from what I've heard of it. How was it received by metal fans in general? Have you got a big fan base in Sweden?
Yeah, but I think our biggest audience is in outside Sweden,
right.
Actually, yeah, like Germany, yeah. The Netherlands, and now in the UK, since we haven't been playing in the UK before, this is our first time here, and the songs and our performance has been very well received by the audience, so...
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. So you've got a whole new fan base. So,
yeah,
you need to come back and do another tour. Okay, so I was going to ask you how it's been going. So what are your thoughts on the UK in general then, if you've not toured here before? How is it for you?
It has been really good, actually, because we thought that, I mean, we played in Germany last year when we toured with a band called Ordinogen. And we thought that we had a really good tour with them because the audience was so energetic and happy to see us. And we didn't expect that in here, actually, because we thought that Germany is more like the power metal style. But actually, people here are quite as crazy as in Germany.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really good so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Far beyond expectations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, so let's talk about your voice, Sam. It's full of power, and it reaches a very high pitch, reminiscent of metal god Rob Halford, of course. Is he an influence on you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course he is. I would say Rob Halford is maybe my biggest inspiration when it comes to vocals, and also some of the guys from the power metal scene in Germany, like Michael Kiske and Ralf Schepers, also I would say Jeff Tate of Queensryche. I was a big Queensryche fan back in the days, as you can tell from my only tattoo. So I would say those guys are my biggest inspiration, I would say.
Yeah. What do you have to do to look after your voice? Because it must take a lot of hammer.
We actually joke a lot about that. There's so many other singers we like met and toured with and played with that many of them have problems, but Sam... For some reason, he doesn't need to take care of himself.
Don't say it, because then tomorrow I'll probably have lost my voice.
I know. Yeah. But so far you haven't really had any problems at all.
Yeah. Actually, it's so far so good.
Yeah.
I'm impressive. I'm trying to drink a lot and maybe take it easy. Yeah, but we have joked about that.
You mean drink beer or water?
Yeah, I'm a very social guy. You know, I'm having a very hard time shutting up. So that is not a good thing.
That might be the secret. He's always using his voice.
Not resting it.
And being on tour like this is great because you get to meet other singers, other musicians. And for me as a singer, I can ask these more experienced guys like. Henning Basse of Firewind, and I can ask him and get some, what do you say, good advices. As well, I did in last tour, I spoke a lot with Jeanette and David Redman of Almanac.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I got some advice from them as well. So, it's great to be on tour, not just to promote yourself, also to network and learn from others. Mm. Because you always got more things to learn as a musician, and if you're just open for it. So. So I try to take advice from other singers who have been around longer than me. And I'm trying my best. Drink a lot, David said. I remember that from the last tour. David said, you have to drink a lot. Yeah. You will drink a lot and you will piss a lot.
Yeah. You mean water.
Yeah, I'm talking water.
Not beer.
Just to be clear.
On the record.
That's water.
So how has it been with Firewind then? How are you enjoying the tour?
Super cool guys, very friendly,
very humble,
very down to earth,
they are, aren't they? Yeah.
Excellent, it's been really fun.
Yeah, great. And of course you're at the start at the moment, you've got all Europe to get through, so you're looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm. Cool, okay. So what's coming up from Animal after this tour? You've mentioned there's going to be another album, so how far on are you with that at the moment?
I would say we are halfway through the material for the next album, so we got to focus on that when we come back from the tour to finalize the last maybe 5-6 songs, and then record them, have them mixed, and have it all delivered to our label so they can release it next year. And, we'll take it from there.
We got a lot to do.
We got a lot to do.
So then hopefully looking at a tour then after you've released the album next year. Okay, cool. So what else do you all like to do in your time off when when you're not doing this?
I like playing video games, watching movies.
Right.
And I took this in the wrong order, but I should say that I like to be with my family. But they know me.
Cool. Okay.
Of course, spending time with friends and listening to music, I would say for myself, the most, besides my job and my family, everything circles around music one way or the other. So,
what would be an ideal sort of stage for you to play on that you've not, that you've not done yet? Any festivals or,
I mean, playing at a festival like Backen, for example. Or one of those bigger ones, like, I don't know, Download Festival here in the UK.
Yeah.
Bloodstock.
Yeah.
Would be really cool.
Mm. Okay. Cool. So, we'll finish off with a message. If you'd like to leave a message for your fans and the listeners, what would you like to tell them?
If you haven't checked Manimal out yet, go on and do it, because you will not get disappointed. If you like bands like Judas Priest, like Queensryche, Halloween, Gamma Ray, this is music for you. So go and fetch our album and
come watch us live.
Yeah, come watch us live, because we see ourselves as a live act. We should be experienced. We should be
discovered,
or we should be seen live.
Yeah.
I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your time and enjoy the tour.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.